Yeah, man, we got the game in the building.
Off in here.
Hey, we've been anticipating his return because the last time he came, he was supposed to be coming to promote his album and then got to talking about, got to fight with his grandmama boyfriend.
Charlie.
Have you seen Charlie?
I ain't seen Charlie. I heard that he was training athletes for the Clippers.
Next week. Once again, the game in the studio.
Is that lucrative?
I don't know what he's doing, man. I heard he trained Chauncey Billups right before he went down. So, like, I don't think it's working out for him.
And tell us real quick again why you got to fighting with Charlie, your grandmama's boyfriend.
I mean, we just never seen eye to eye ever since I was little. You know, he was real old, I was real young, and I think he always envied me because of that.
Right.
You know, he was struggling with his, you know, with the whole age. He was just one of them cats that didn't want to get older, you know?
Didn't he have a restaurant or something?
He had a restaurant, and another thing, you know, he was just mad because, you know, he couldn't keep up with me on Jordans. You know how they come out with a new pair of Jordans every week? He was mad because I was sporting the new ones,
and
he was always a week behind me. You know? He was always a shoe behind me, so we never got right.
He was always a shoe behind me.
Always
you.
A shoe behind me. The Concords come out, you know, and then he was just on the ones last week getting the 12. So, but I had the 12 for 2 weeks.
Hey, Rick, you hear what he said?
What he said?
He said he was training Chauncey Billups.
Right before
he went down.
Yeah.
It didn't work out for him.
Didn't work out, man. Charlie.
New album, Jesus Peace, in stores December 11th.
Yeah.
How excited are you about this one?
You know what? I'm really excited. My fifth album. It's a lot of cats that came in the game when I first came in that ain't here no more, existed
right.
in hip-hop. So to get five albums and to still, you know, be, you know, had this momentum and still have my fans and be in the same place that I was when I started is pretty cool.
You know, and socially beyond music, right? I think you fell into a lane that I think no one has occupied since Old Dirty Bastard. Because,
yeah.
like, you'll be in the news 1 week for one thing. And then in the news next week for something else. Like, I think in a 4 week span, you like beat up somebody at a wedding, saved the person who got hit by a car on a motorcycle, stole an energy drink truck, and donated the energy drinks to the homeless.
You know what the thing be, man, is that my life be all over the place, man. I wake up one day, man, and you know I'm just a nice, cool Christian, just like my grandmother would want me to be. And then I wake up next day, and I'm like, you know, the convict, like your grandma, the one that your grandma keep letting you back in the house.
Right.
And I wake up one day, man, and I'm just you know, all about my kids. And I wake up one day, man, and it's just my life is crazy.
I go through that too, man. Don't feel bad.
So are you bipolar, game, or is it?
You know what? You know what the thing about being bipolar? I think we all kind of bipolar.
Cause I am.
You know
I agree. I am.
Everybody in the world.
Yeah.
What bipolar is just, you know, changing your mind.
It's just your moods. It's just what mood you in. That's all it is.
You
know? It's a mood swing.
And anybody that ain't bipolar, anybody that's just one way all day, like, I don't want to be around you.
Boring. I like people that are a little touched.
Yeah.
Do you realize how skillful you got to beat up somebody while filming it?
Yeah, man. That was crazy.
Wait, who asked him what about while filming it?
40 Glock.
Hey, yo, he's suing me now, man.
I read that in the tabloids. Like,
this dude ran up on Plies and Jamie Foxx and with like 40 dudes, had him stuck, had Plies stuck in the bathroom supposedly. And then he ran up on Lil Wayne in L.A. with about 20, 30 dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I ran up on him. And he just wasn't the same guy. And, you know, he's notorious for putting people on World Star.
Right.
So I'm beating on him. And like halfway through it, I say, iPhone. So I took out my iPhone. I put the unlock code in. Then I went to the camera app. Then I went over from camera to video all while he was still down. And I was still hitting him with the right.
So. I think you were wearing slacks, too.
Yeah, I had on some cool slacks.
I love that.
Cool slacks.
I just got
Charlie
a new crush.
Charlie would have been proud of
him. I just
you
got
said
a
who would have been proud of him?
Charlie would have been proud of him. Hey, Ricky, they was Charlie Slacks. I done whipped the man in Charlie Slacks.
More with the game coming up if you want to get at him. Hit us up.
Man, I hate this dude, man.
1-866-9, Ricky. 1-866-9-RICKEY. Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Sure.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Money doesn't grow on trees.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The game is in the studio, and I have started something new. And by Twitter, people are joining with me. I have a new crush on the game.
Oh,
so we're calling it the Crush Crusade. So you can hit him up at the game on Twitter and let him know if you've joined the new Crush Crusade. Now, a lot of people that's on your new Crush Crusade, including
started
me.
Started by you.
Maybe a little, you know, upset because, well, because we're still going to be fans. But Mary in the Game is going to feature you, and you're preparing to walk down the aisle. It comes on VH1.
What? Yeah, my kids, mama.
I love it. And I actually looked. She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Yeah.
She's a school teacher?
School teacher.
How does the Game meet his wife? Please, do tell.
At the club.
Is that where you really met her?
Yeah, at the club. It was a Jay-Z and Beyonce party for, I think, Beyonce clothing line House of Darion. And I kept looking. And, you know, she had this little wavy ponytail. I'm just like, you know, I'm doing a, you know, what's up?
Like, what's up?
Like, what's up? She doing a, uh-uh.
Are you serious?
Yeah, for real, man. And I seen her at about 5 clubs before she actually let me, you know, gave me the digits, man.
And she's a school teacher.
Bro, wait a minute. So that first night you saw her, so she was like, so you saw her about 5 more times?
Just out in clubs, Memorial Day weekend in Miami, went and saw her in Chicago, then we went back to Miami, and something happened in the club, but it was a fight, and we ran out the club. Everybody was running out the club, scrambling, and I got tripped, and my whole linen outfit slid in the mud.
Not the like linen outfit.
Was it white? It was Sean John. And I looked.
It was what night?
It was white. It was Sean John. When Sean John was still Sean John. You know? Like when you lick your lips before you put on the clothes, like that's when Sean John was still Sean John.
Lick your lips.
But anyway, I slid and I said to myself, I said, when I get up, whoever tripped me, I'm about to, like, it's on. I looked up and it's her, same girl that.
Right.
She was like, I'll take your clothes and get them clean. And I'm like, just walking away. And then I turned back and I was like, maybe we should go eat. And she was like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all you got in there, dog.
And you beat that up.
That night. You beat it up that night?
Been beating it up every night since. Everybody in here could get a pound for that.
While your clothes was in the washing machine?
Clothes in the washing machine. I ain't had nothing.
Game changer.
That was the days where I wasn't wearing no drawers with the linen suit. You know? We just had a party.
Get out of bed.
With the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Brought back the classic Bone Thugs and Harmony track. Even got Bone Thugs and Harmony on the remix.
Yeah, I had to, man.
Like all 6 of them?
Like all 12 of them, yeah. It's a lot of bones, man. A lot of bones.
All right, so I got a question for you, and this comes from just women wanting to know. Now, women? This is things we call the hammer.
Did you say women?
The women want to know.
Yeah, I like that word.
Okay. It's called having a hammer, and it has to do with snacks that we keep at the house for
snacks.
You. And just in case you come over, and we don't want you to run to the... You know, what kind of snacks do you require?